I had a wonderful woman friend I met from Carmel Valley. And she and I became very good friends when I first got to San Francisco. And she had a nephew dying of AIDS. Peter was dying of AIDS, and Janet was his aunt. I took care of Janet. She took care of Peter. So that's how our relationship developed and worked for many years. And then Peter actually came back to me as a guardian angel when he died. It was the most bizarre thing, Natalie. I'd be walking down the street in San Francisco, and I would think of something or I would want something, and it would appear. I'm telling you, this went on for months. And I finally was able to talk about it. I finally ran into one of Peter's good buddies on the bus one day. We were on the number one coming out of the district. And I ran into one of his friends, and I can't remember her name, but we sat on the bus, and I said, look, I said, can I ask you a question? I said, would Peter be here as an angel? I said, I'm having all these weird experiences. I'm having all these things come to me. All I have to do is think about it, and it appears. And she started laughing, and she said, of course Peter would do that. Of course Peter would be your angel.